Blog Talk Radio.
Official on mine, it's the dopest OG rapper online. I ain't gotta prove anything, cause I ain't from CA. 414 Milwaukee County all day. Killers don't play, check the resume, cause it's jumping off in a real way in the present day. I ain't a gangster, but I'm a G, keep it P.I. More to the Midwest than Nelly saying E.I. Palm trees in the breeze when you hear me rhyme. They think I'm from the Bay, I represent L.A. I represent real hip-hop, simple and plain. From the days of Insane in the Membrane, Cypress, 783, N.W.A., and Eazy-E. Don't forget the homie Mike T. Co-signed by legends in the industry. West Coast Official, I was there making history. West Coast Official on mine, it's the dopest OG rapper on mine. PDHP with that hypnotic pimping. Call me King Thief, cause you know I'm just dipping, y'all tripping. West Coast Official on mine, it's the dopest OG rapper on mine. PDHP and I'm in my own league. Original member of the group that's called Dying Breed. DB Architect, original producer. I was doing this while you were seated in a booster, playing with your Happy Meal cheeseburger prize. In the mid-90s, kid, I was on the rise. You would be surprised, though I ain't made a grip of loop. I made noise and I never been destitute. I got caked up from phone gaffling. If you heard the way I put it down, you'd be laughing. All the way to the bank, yeah, I've been chuckling. Artists been ripped off and they've been suffering. Watching a chain contract, no, I'm good on that. And on the final way, I got the final say. Until the final day, I-N-D-I-E, with the sound from the W-C. Don't forget I'm co-signed by legends in the industry. West Coast Official, I was there making history. West Coast Official on mine, it's the dopest OG rapper on mine. PDHP with that hypnotic pimpin'. Call me King Thief, cause you know I'm just dipping, y'all tripping. West Coast Official on mine, it's the dopest OG rapper online. PDHP and I'm in my own league. Original member of the group that's called Dying Breed.
You have a very distinctive voice.
Yes.
People can know it's you without even seeing you.
Yes.
You've been making records for the West Coast and for the world for years.
Yes.
You have a catalog.
Yes.
Making records for the West Coast and for the world for years. TDHP, that OG from 83. Peace. Good evening, cyber world. Once again, we welcome you to another fact and fun-filled edition of one of the most authentic, realist, downest to earth. Is that a phrase? Downest to earth? I'm down. You're down. It's Saturday night. We're in here. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to TDR Radio with your host, 30-year underground hip-hop veteran, Thief the High Priest. And that's me. And what's good? What's the business? Again, happy Saturday to you. Happy Labor Day weekend to all the listeners out there. Coming to you on a special Saturday edition as we're pushing, getting closer to those to that big 100-episode mark. Almost 5 years of doing TDR Radio. Over 4,500 listens. Over 4,700 profile views. I can't thank you enough. Because otherwise, I'd just be sitting in a living room talking to myself and Durango. Ha, ha, ha. Yes, sir. Starting off at the top of the hour, that would be the sound of yours truly, West Coast Official online. It's the dopest OG rapper online. You know how we do it. I am the adopted OG son of Los Angeles, living in the mill where it's not so glamorous. Started out, went to the West Coast. Many, many moons ago, soaked up every bit of the palm trees, Roscoe's, Tommy's Chili Cheeseburgers, came back to the Midwest, and man, it just never left, you know what I'm saying? So got to represent, that's kind of reminiscent. I hope you're feeling that like old Mac Dime, old classic Ice Cube kind of vibe there. And a little exhibit excerpt in there, man. You know, I'm
tiny little trade secret, man. Like, that's not even a sample. I'm, like, getting it in live mixing off of YouTube, man. Just crucial with the thievery, man. Crucial with the thievery, my friends. So that's how it's going down in a real live way. Joining me tonight on the line from Decatur, Georgia, originally from Chicago, Illinois. You know, we got to do something a little different, man. Never had a hip-hop spoken word artist on the show tonight. That is, until tonight, excuse me. So Dre Oz the Poet will be joining us very shortly. He's going to be doing some live spoken word a little bit into the show. We got some music and some of his artistic works to listen to as well. So looking forward to that and glad to have him on the show tonight. Just real quick here is some entertainment news. Number one, the rap charts today, birthday of the belated great lead singer of Queen, Freddie Mercury. It's hard to believe he's been dead like 25 years, 26 years, something like that. 1991. I'm getting old. Math is bad. Excuse me. But rest in peace, Freddie, and happy birthday to you, man. We are still the champions, and we will still rock you on the other side of the world. Checking out the brand new Scarface today, Deeply Rooted. I'm going to give you a real quick rundown on it, my opinion of it. I'm going to give it like 3.5 stars out of 5. Here's the deal. Like, it's classic Scarface, man. Like, if you like Scarface, you'll probably like it. I don't hear anything earth-shattering, anything, like, real groundbreaking. It's Face, man. You know, he's keeping it real. He's got his opinions and viewpoints. He's got that classic style. I would have rather heard the new Ghetto Boys album. They had that on a funding platform, Kickstarter. They didn't get the money that they were looking for, so that's not coming out. But, again, check it out. I think it's a Best Buy exclusive. I checked it out on Spotify, so check it out and let me know what you think about it online at Facebook, David Priest Bennett. Again, calling in from Decatur, Georgia. Let's see what's on the mind of the man, the spoken word artist, Dre Oz the Poet. What's the business?
Yo, what's cracking? Yo, what's cracking?
Yes,
what's cracking?
Sir.
Welcome. You know what
Welcome
I'm saying?
To the show, hey, my friend.
Yes, sir. Hey, I'm a big fan of the show. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, man, you know, it's all love, man. You know, I reach out to my artist friends, those that I've been checking out, those that I feel have talent, and that's what I think makes the show click. I mean, I have people... I have some dude on Twitter holler at me. He wanted to be on the show. Like, I don't really know him. I try to stick with people that I know and that I have a respect for, a mutual respect for. And that's, I think that's what makes things work, man. So welcome to the show. And it's good to have you here, my brother.
Oh, it's an honor, bro.
Man, you know, that's how it all goes down. Can't have a show without guests and try to give you that platform, put you out there, archive you permanently, and you can use that for exposure and promotion. So to the listeners out there, my friends, and anyone else that may be unfamiliar with exactly who Dre Oz the Poet is, please formally introduce yourself and tell us a little. I'm actually interested as well, man, very much to hear. What's making this all click, man? Tell us about yourself, please, sir.
Oh, well, you know, the spoken word, you know, that's just another branch of, you know, rap. You know, it's all a product of hip hop, you know, and it's just a different vehicle, you know, a different way to bring it in. It's just an option of me, you know, just seeing what's happening in the world and just bringing it to the forefront, you know, that's from my perspective.
That's cool, man. Would you label this, you know, excuse my I don't want to call it ignorance, but my just not knowing, like, would you label this, is this like another, is this kind of like poetry, or is spoken word something entirely different, or how do those two connect if they do at all?
Well, like, what I do is kind of different, you know, because when you hear a lot of spoken word, you know, it has a certain type of melody, like, you know, it has a certain type of elevator music kind of, you know, vibe. So what I do is I take hip-hop beats and then I spit poetry over those, you know what I'm saying? And it's a different format. First of all, you know, I don't see too many spoken word artists doing that, you know. And, you know, it's just my little touch of being original and, you know, it touched people in a certain way, you know. So I'm comfortable doing it, you know, and, you know, a lot of people feel it.
That's good. I'm looking forward to getting into some of this in just a few moments here. And just with all respect to poets out there and people doing their thing, like I've been to a couple like open mic nights where they were doing poetry and doing some spoken word, and I respect anyone's art, but it's just without the music, it's hard to stay focused if you know you're not 100% into what the performer has to say, and I'm just being completely honest about it. So I think what you're doing is going to probably draw more listeners and keep the attention of those who, again, just, you know, man, just keep it real. It's an ADHD world out here, man. People's attention span is very short and limited, and, you know, and unless you're really keeping them locked in different ways with your art, you know, that you can – they kind of drift on you, man. Do you agree with that at all? Or
True that. And that's another reason why, you know, I chose this format, you know, because, like you said, you know, we live in a time now where, you know, attention is, you know, is real short. So, you know, when you have some music behind what you're saying, you know, it makes anything more enhanced, you know, and that's why I do what I do. But that's absolutely true what you said.
That's what's up. You know, like I said, I try to choose my words very delicately. You know, again, I don't want to offend anybody that's doing their thing and doing it without the music. But this is just truthfulness. You know, I mean, again, in the land of 2015 and internet media based world that we live in, you know, everything is just random, spur of the moment, and changing very quickly. And I think that if you can hold the listener's attention with something that's a little bit more original, something that's a little bit more captivating, again, you probably have a better chance of keeping them in tune to the message that you're trying to deliver.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, and on top of that, you know what I'm saying, anytime you can bring the truth, you know, when you bring in the truth, you know, that's even more so on point, you know, and everything I write about, you know, it's pretty much about what's happening in the world, you know, what's going on from, you know, the underground perspective, you know, the underdog perspective, you know, the his point of view. So, like I said, when you bring in the truth, you know, it's going to get to the people, you know what I'm saying?
It always, you know, man, like they always say, the cream rises to the top, and the truth always finds a way to get to, you know, even if you don't get into the ears of a million people. You know, I always say, you know, I did a line in a song recently. If I get 30 listens, that's 30 people that know I'm on a mission. They tell 30 more coming through the back door. You know what I'm saying? We just build.
Yeah.
We just keep building until we get the message across to, you know, might not have a big promotional budget or might not have the star power to do it to the masses like the way we would truly like to. But, you know, again, with this internet-based media, you know, just like right now, this, you know, the show will be permanently archived. You're going to end up getting dozens of listens to it. It's a trickle effect. I always tell people, I don't have a, you look at my followers, it's not huge, but the numbers are there. You know, for whatever reason, people
right.
just, you know, they might not be followers of the show, but people go to Blog Talk Radio and they just scan through shows. And, you know, it's 5,000 listens, and I sure the hell didn't sit down and listen to all these shows my damn self. I just, that's for damn sure, man. So again, glad to have you here. We're actually going to go into a track called Injustice for All right now, man. You want to give us a little preface about this one before we go into it?
Well, you know, it's pretty much self-explanatory, you know. You know, what's going on as far as, you know, people of color, you know, black people, Mexican people, just people of color, you know, what's going on. And this is like their point of view, our point of view.
Title kind of speaks for itself, so we'll just let your words and the music finish the message. Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned into TDR Radio, Thief to High Priest, Dre Asda, the hip-hop spoken word artist, is with us tonight. Hey, this is Injustice for All. Check this out. Listen up, man. The man's got a message for you, and don't go nowhere. We'll be right back.
Of crises and high gas prices, I can't even know what life is. Stress and pressure brought to you by those who dictate the world's fate. less love, more hate what they demonstrate. While demonic subliminals dominate the mind state, as many manipulate the mindset, forsaking the spirit to walk in the flesh. Afterwards, sins all that's left of a hollow soul that never gets old, truth be told. But they're like McDonald's, over a billion sold to the highest dollar, not knowing that it belonged to the highest power in the first place. Mankind became a zombie roaming across the states, searching for something never to be found. Lost souls slowly hovering around. But I ain't trying to be preachy, I'm just trying to reach he or she on a spiritual level. And then we just may be able to let go of the weight to hold us down. Cause in reality we're not black, we're brown. But black means dark, bleak, and evil. That's not an accurate enough word to describe my people of the light, scorched by the sun, aight? People of color, different from all others, my Nubian sisters and African brothers, from the lost tribes of Sabaz, Zulu, and Montu. Life in America is impromptu. Just go with the flow, live on the fly. Keep your soul safe, live and let die. That's probably why newborns cry at birth, knowing they'll leave this earth with limited worth, according to godly standards, and amidst the world disasters and ghetto bastards who are given limited chances, stuck in the past tense, prone for early graves, jails, and ambulances. These circumstances call for change, but the more things do, they only remain the same. Freedom we seek, let's break these chains on our brains and use our intellect to conceive better ways. A wise man is one who prays for better days and always gives the most high praise. But America has the blood of slaves on her skirt, with the tears they've shed absorbed in dirt. Miss America's problems are tenfold for what she's done to Negroes and Native American so-called Indians. When will things ever be fair again? Will it be in our lifetime, or will we die being left behind? There's not a reason for anyone to envy, for injustice for some is unjust for every man, woman, and child, regardless of color. A house divided will fall to plunder. United we stand, divided we fall. Not just for some, but to all.
Yes, sir, you are in tune to TDR Radio, the sound of Dre Oz, the poet. Hip-hop spoken word, that is injustice for all. That's very prolific, deep, and meaningful for your ass, man. Something a little different for you out there. Of course, tuned into TDR Radio, I am Thief to High Priest. Want to give a shout-out to all my followers on SoundCloud. Man, I love it. Love y'all, man. Over 25,000 listens on the main page, Thief to High Priest. You want to check out OG from 83 and Thief DZ? That's 3 out of 5, man. You know what I'm saying? 15 hours of uploaded music, 250 music uploads, all free downloads. I am a not-for-profit hip-hop artist. That's how it really goes down. Dre Oz the Poet, man. Like I said, prolific message in that song. I'm digging that.
Appreciate it, bro. Appreciate it.
I want to let you know, man, that as I'm sitting here listening to this, like, I'm digging the positive message and the way you're enlightening the people, but I got to keep it real. Like, to me, I'm like, this sounds like some pimp rhetoric. It reminds me of, it's pimpish in a way, you know what I'm saying? It's positive, but to me, it reminds me of, like, old pimp talk, you know what I'm saying? So I can kind of relate to it in that aspect, man.
Okay, man. Thank you, bro. I appreciate it, you know? It just, It's funny you say you're pimp stuff, man, because, you know, game recognized game. You know, that's all it is.
All day, you know. I mean, that's man, I'm I always tell, you know, I started off getting into blaxploitation and then getting into the way, you know, when you mix the black, or being really a fan of blaxploitation and then early West Coast hip-hop, it's just that, you know, it's that vibe that, you know, you know what I'm saying? Like you said, realize, man. So I dig where you're coming from. And I like the message that no matter what race you feel, what people feel made by, might not be appropriate, or some of these things that are people are disagreeing on. And in the end, it's really injustice for all as the overall human race, I think, is the message that you're trying to get across.
Yeah, man. Like, pretty much, you know, just for anybody that's making less than $100,000 a year, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, if you under that tax bracket, then, you know what I'm saying, this poem is about you. Because you, this is us, you know what I'm saying? We the ones.
Well,
we
shit,
the ones
that, that's about me. That's about me, then, shit. Let me tell you, shit.
Yeah, that's all of us, man.
Right. It's all good, man. So, as far as the music, man, is that like, where did the production come from on this, man?
That's my man, Beast for Real, Brian, my boy Brian, you know, from Chicago, Southside. Yeah, he did the production on these joints, you know, and much love out to him. Big outs for Knucklehead Productions, man. That's what he runs, and you know, he is doing him.
That's what's up. Sounding good, man. I wanted to ask you, you know, obviously you're using some hip-hop instrumentals for your background, man. I'm assuming that you're a hip-hop fan, and if you are, like, what kind of music do you like, past, present, or, you know, or underground? What, you know, what interests you as far as hip-hop music?
I mean, we're definitely underground, and definitely past. If it's present, it got to be really dope. You know what I'm saying? It got to be dope. It can't be nothing on the radio for sure. But,
right.
Yeah, I'm an old school cat, though, man. You know, I go back to 86 with it. So, you know, definitely the golden age rap and, you know what I'm saying, the 90s and all that stuff. That's what, you know, motivated me and inspired me the most.
That's what's up, man. You know, obviously, we're right there, man. It's that... you know, the golden, I really say like 86 to like, you know, I would say like 84 to like 2002, but my core of that is like 84 to 88 and then 1995. Those were like some great years in hip hop where it was just a lot of talented people doing a lot of groundbreaking music that a lot of, I just feel the greatness might not ever be matched again from those eras, unfortunately. You know, that's just my opinion, so.
Yeah, man, I agree, man. It's like, it's almost like we doing the wheel, you know what I'm saying? That was some great material from back then, and it's going to take some really great artists to come along in the future to really, you know, remake that kind of music, you know, but it can't be done, though.
Right. It's just like I said, a lot of, you know, I mean, again, we're like I was talking about the new Scarface album. It's good. Like I said, if you like Scarface, you'll like it. I would rather hear something from the 90s from Scarface. Or really, you know, I'm finding that just a lot of underground artists are bringing more heat than a lot of established artists these days. Again, that's just my opinion. But, you know, when you got that hunger there, there's just something about an artist that is hungry and is really, you know, putting out, you know, something that's trying to catch the listener's attention, man. So, you know, again, that's how I got to keep it real on this radio show. I know you did want to do a little bit of live spoken word, man. So the mic is yours. And if you're ready, you can bless us with some of that as well, man.
Okay. What's up? Yeah. The world is cold as an air conditioner. It's cold at heart instead of getting colder. It's cold like rainy nights in late October. I mean, this world is so cold that my tear ducts froze. Yet still, every now and then, I might quiet those sad mishaps and tragedies, which are very sad to see, but nothing surprised me anymore because humanity is torn into pieces. And it doesn't matter how much the pastor preaches it, peace is delinquent only because the pure heart seeks it. But then again, you have to ask yourself, what good is peace when folks struggle out here and barely can eat? Meanwhile, mothers in the ghetto die within because their babies died on these streets in sin. This world is cold. It almost has me even colder. So I got to fight to keep my humanity and composure and never close my eyes to see the evils to plague society because love is the key. So with that, I give the best of me and hope that I'll see a change in the powers to be. But until that time, all I have are God and these rhymes as I sit by, waiting for a change. Trying to stay optimistic, but things remain the same. And I hear two voices. One tells me to maintain. The other says give up and come out the game. Now, even though the latter voice is more convincing, the only fear I have in life is not knowing when it's ending. I guess life is God and Satan playing chess. And sometimes I wonder who's winning until I realize that I'm sinning yet still living. That's because God blesses. So I remain on this quest, searching for that priceless treasure within me. As I dig until I see my true identity and not some names in slavery, because when I open my mouth, the whole slave mentality is set free. Now, if you can dig that, pull out your shovels, because the Underground Railroad flows through spiritual tunnels with sunshine at the end, post-ending where new life began. And I'm there, but my flesh is still here, that I continue to battle pain, doubt, lust, and fear. And all the while, the devil whispers in my ear, and he says, quit. You'll always be broke, nigga. Won't never have. You got to tell the devil that, because he's a liar. So that's when you put the word on him and then drop a verb on him, because words don't mean a thing without action. Faith with no works is dead as Ronald Reagan. And I'm tired of sitting by complaining, wondering why ain't nothing changing. We got to change first, because this is the same earth Jehovah says subdue and do to what it's worth. So I'm on a star search, but with no Ed McMahon, because I look within for the next sensation, and I've been pacing like a hospital resident. I've seen dark days, my poetry evidence of a hard knocks life, went through that more than twice. So that makes me a graduate with honors. As I live off the results of my karma. I got love for a bastard daughter. That makes me a stepfather, because, hey, to take a real man to step in when a biological won't bother. But before it ever was a man, no, first it was a mama. Now, these are the truest words I ever spoke or told. Cats walking around with frostbitten hearts, because the world is so cold. Peace.
Truth, knowledge, and wisdom from my man, Dre Oz, the poet. Thank you for blessing us, man, with your artistic words, my friend. Very heartfelt and very, very, very well taken to the soul, man.
No doubt. Appreciate you. Appreciate you. Thank you.
Man, love having you here. I think the favorite line I heard in that, what'd you say, sometimes if all I have is God in these rhymes? What did you say? Is that what you said, man?
Yeah, all I have are God in these rhymes. You know what I'm saying? That's all I got, bro.
Sometimes that's what it comes down to. But guess what? If I only had two things in these world, if I have two things in this world, thank God for God in the rhymes, my friend. Love it, man.
Yes,
that
sir.
Was real, you know. You talk about touching a raw nerve. Next time, tell me. Next time, tell me, bro. Man, love it, love it. Hey, again. TDR Radio with Thief the High Priest, Dre Oz the Poet. We're going to be out of here tonight with one more track with some music. It's called Programmed. Again, my friends, it's been a pleasure having you on the show. I want to wish you all the success with your spoken word. And, you know, a few months down the road, you want to come on back, just let me know, man. We'll do it all over again.
Oh, yes, sir. I got to be back, man. I thank you, man. It was an honor and a privilege, for real.
It was fun, man. I appreciate your time. I appreciate you calling in. Listeners out there, we're going to be all back. We're going to be doing this again tomorrow night with my guest, Tahira Songbird Oracle, a female R&B singer and producer. She's raw with the beats, too, so you don't want to miss out tomorrow night. 10 p.m. CST. We're going to do it all over again. Out of here tonight. Dre Oz the Poet, Program, Thief the High Priest, TDR Radio, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. Real Hip Hop Radio is cold in effect. As we part ways and always, we wish you good night, God bless, and whatever you do, don't stop the music.
light shows, TV shows, we've all been programmed to propaganda to serve as diversions from the truth, which is we all been lied to. They want us to watch so-called reality shows with fake-ass hoes and rappers and videos. They want us to watch slam dunks, touchdowns, and home runs as they plot to enslave our sons. It's all a plan that leaves us morally bothered. And how many times more we going to test baby's father? They keep us blind from the facts of all sorts. But that's the news. Negative entertainment, weather, and sports. Spell it out if you wish. But regardless, we're enslaved by a such like this. Thinking we're watching it when all along it watches us through the use of fiber optics. Take a look at the cable boxes and notice that even when you turn them off, that red light stays on. So watch what you do. You have been warned. Day by day watching worldly damage with the ups and downs of the Dow Jones average. Bang confused thanks to Fox News, highlighting and hiding the evils that men do, keeping the facts under wraps, like the true purpose of the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. It's not about war, it goes deeper than that. It's about world domination, new world order intact. The Middle East has had the resources, so it starts there first, while Muslim and American soldiers both die in the dirt. These are things they care for you not to see. They'd rather sit you down in front of the TV and be entertained through your favorite shows weekly. But change the channel and the truth shall unravel via mind travel. The very same we fail to use to full capacity is the very weapon we need to combat their strategy. This is what they know. The network CEOs develop these TV shows to keep us lazy and our minds crazy. But it's all intentional with the subliminal visuals that continue to keep us ignorant to the hidden agenda. That is, take away your freedom of choice through choice. Choose not to know and just go with the flow while the government rejoices. Mind control. The majority will have no idea this diabolical plan. Why? Because we all